I love my commute to work. I love it for two reasons. One, because it's easy. And two, because it's inspiring. Now, it's easy because the tube station is a five, seven minute walk from my flat in London. I get on the tube at the South Kent stop, jump on the Piccadilly line, take it all the way to Leicester Square, hop on the Northern line, and then it's just one stop from there, Tottenham Court Road, and then I walk maybe 3 minutes to my office. Easy. Now, it's inspiring because that is my time of the day to listen to new music. Now, I buy a lot of music. I have a problem. I have way too much music. I'm not even listening to it all. It's ridiculous. So I use the mornings to listen to the stuff I'm buying or the stuff I've kind of forgotten about. So normally when I buy music, I put it into iTunes and then I section it out into playlists, and the playlists are by month. So I know I can listen to my January, February, and March purchases. Now, what happens is I don't listen to all of it, and all of a sudden the next month turns into the next month, and I've missed it. So I've got it set up as a 2010 playlist, so I usually spin that on my way to and way home from work. It's pretty much the only way I'm managing my music now. It's just flat-out friggin' ridiculous how much I have, and it's foolish, too, because I'm not even getting it all. For instance, I just listened to a group that's made up of R.L. Burnside's grandson and one of his other sons. And they have some great stuff. They're a two-man duo. They're drums and guitar, and they're excellent. But somehow, I just skipped over them. That's just ridiculous. That shouldn't happen. I listened to the first three Bonnie Raitt albums I just bought. Phenomenal work. It's just, that is inspiring in and of itself. So, you know, that is flipping through my iPod on my way home. It's just too much. And I've been in such a folk music mode lately. All the stuff from the Folkways Smithsonian collection, it's just really good storytelling. So that's been flying through too. So I'm on my walk home right now from work. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's friggin' cold out, but I don't give a shit because I'm listening to some great tunes, stuff that's just jumping out at me and begging me to listen to more and more and more. If there was an 8-day work week, I might go to work 8 days just to listen to more tunes. Now, back to that wonderful problem of having too much music to listen to. I've got to figure this out before it gets way out of control. It's not just the amount I have. It's the amount of new stuff that I have that I'm not even giving the time to let marinate and seep in and to actually listen to all of it instead of trying to cram it all in. I've got to slow down. I'm out of control. But that being said, it's a great place to be because there is so much to listen to. What I'm going to make more of an effort is to pull out choice songs, use the playlist, pull out choice songs, and talk about them a little, because the best thing about listening to music is the ability to share it. So I'm going to try to do more of that, because that's when it gets fun. That's when you tell stories about the stories told within the songs. How I'm going to go about doing this, I'm not sure yet. Playlists and iTunes have not made it easy enough for me. So I may just have to go away for a week by myself in a hotel room and bring my stereo and just sit there with a bottle of whiskey and tunes. Anybody want to join me? Now, I'm almost on my way. I'm almost at home after my short little walk from the tube stop. You can probably hear some traffic as I'm talking. Now, the main thought on my mind when I get home is, aside from what am I going to have to eat and which one of my fantastic ales am I going to sip while I eat, is how am I going to listen to my music tonight? I've been buying too much used vinyl, which is just another problem in and of itself. What am I going to do now? And I'm buying stuff that I have on CD that I had on tape, now I want on vinyl. It's ridiculous. I have a problem. But it's a great problem to have. So tonight, I think when I go home, I'm going to have to listen to side three of The Last Waltz. Record three, side one of The Last Waltz, which I just picked up for £8 at a used record store last Friday at lunch. It's a good problem. All right, does anybody else that's listening to this have the same problem as me? How do you listen to all of your music and to get it all in and to not ignore the good stuff that's hiding amongst all the stuff? Let me know. I need some tips. And like Levon Helm says, take what you need and leave the rest. I don't think that applies to music buying, at least not to me.